I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. If you're a union member, you probably know that one of your most important protections as a worker is your Weingarten rights. But do you know the story behind why workers have those rights? It all started on this day in labor history. The year was 1975. That was the day the United States Supreme Court decided the case of National Labor Relations Board versus J. Weingarten Incorporated. The case involved Laura Collins, who was a dedicated 11-year employee at one of the Weingarten food stores. In June of 1972, store investigators spent days watching Laura's every move because of a report that she was taking money from the register. The investigator reported to management that no evidence existed. That's when the manager said he had heard that Laura had not paid for the lunches she ate while at work. The company had a confusing lunch policy, and many people at the store, including the manager, regularly ate lunches for free. Collins was part of the Retail Clerks Union Local Number 455, which later became part of the United Food and Commercial Workers. Yet, when she asked for a union steward during her discipline meeting, management refused. After the meeting, Collins told her union about what had occurred. They filed a case with the National Labor Relations Board. The board found in favor of the union. The case was appealed and wound its way through the court system until it was finally heard by the United States Supreme Court. In one of history's great ironies, a worker's Weingarten rights, which guarantees them union representation at discipline meetings, are actually named for the company that tried to take those rights away. Maybe we should start calling them the Collins rights. For the brave woman who stood her ground, asked for her union representative, and would not take no for an answer. Labor History in Two, brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on the Twitters at Labor History in Two.